Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A strong statement in defense. Dare I say, 97 up by the chin from El Duro, Pedro Martinez. To those accusing Rafael Devers of being a bad teammate, of tearing up the Red Sox locker room emotionally from the inside out, those words the other night, I believe, on the Major League Baseball Network. Strong statement. Since then, David Ortiz has spoken in response to that, and Pedro Martinez has offered more. We'll get to that in just a minute. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM. Your old pal Nick Stevens, a.k.a. Fitzy, the guy with the hat and the sunglasses. Twitch chat offering some interesting theories as to why I'm wearing shades and a brim today.
I very much enjoyed this.
It is. It's very, very, it's very entertaining. We'll have to figure out a time to read the best of why.
And yes.
Then give everybody the less than satisfying reason. Yes.
You don't think people will be satisfied?
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
I don't think so.
It's going to be kind of like, that's what I guessed it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to fully guess that.
Right.
It's not just going to be like, oh, wow, man, Fitzy finally started a fight club.
I saw the acronym FAFO.
Yep.
That's I saw that a couple times.
No, it was more RAFO.
Ah.
I'll get to that in a second.
Gotcha. Okay. Red Sox.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Good old Raffo. I was in a saloon talking to somebody defending Craig Breslow, and somebody obviously was a Devers fan, and you know, things got heated quickly.
And the computer punched you in the face. Got it.
Hey, so all right, so on that front, Pedro Martinez coming out and making such a strong statement in defense of Rafael Devers against everybody who may have been criticizing him, saying he was in the wrong. He was doing an emotional injustice to his team. Other people saying he was a bad teammate, a liar. Your initial thought to that?
I was surprised to see anybody that heavily involved that's been connected to the Red Sox on either side of the street.
Same.
I was taken aback by David Ortiz, and I was taken aback by Pedro and Manny Ramirez, all three of whom were extremely vocal about this. Just because of how quiet and how businesslike the current players for the Red Sox have been, because all three, Pedro, Manny, and David, in certain instances have kind of, I'm sure they witnessed things like this behind the scenes. They might have been participants in behind the scenes things, contract related things. I mean, David Ortiz was 1 year contract after 1 year contract after 1 year contract for the rest of his career, and I'm sure that for the majority of the end of his career, and I'm sure that didn't go over great.
I know, but at the same time, I think we can all say, if I may interject quickly, I think we can all say we would rather see players on 1, 2, and 3 year deals, because these 8, 10, and 14 year deals are just absurd. They're ruining the sport. I think they're ruining the game. They're turning all of these players, like, you shouldn't have to worry about, is Rafi Devers going to be in shape when he's 39? What's Juan Soto going to look like in a Mets uniform when he's 41? It's ridiculous.
Anyway. I mean, I'd like to bridge the gap on that. I'm not looking for a 14-year deal, but I'd like to see a 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that somebody's going to be here during more of their prime than they're not going to be here.
Major League Baseball Players Union, obviously the strongest of the four major North American sports unions. Do you think there would be any way there could be some pushback from ownership so they could get a cap? Like, obviously, they what do you have, 5-year deals in the NBA?
Right.
I don't think there is in the NHLPA.
There is. It's between 7 and 8, depending on if you're re-signing or signing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's logic. 14-year deals are dumb.
Oh, yeah. In the NHL.
Started with Pujols, and it's just gotten worse and worse. Mike Trout, one of the greatest ball players of all time.
Right.
His 12-year deal is going to be an absolute lead balloon. Weighing, or it's going to be kryptonite for the Angels, who already suck to begin with.
And in a year and a half, when the MLB and their Players Association lock out, this is going to be probably agenda item number 1, 2, and 3
mm-hmm.
of why they're doing that and what they're going to have to try to get over. And as we know, those sides don't usually get along.
Not very much. As a matter of fact, you know what, Stiz, just for context for the audience as well, can we hear the rest of Pedro Martinez's strongly worded statement coming out in defense of Rafi Devers against those who are accusing him of, I don't know, we'll say poisoning the water hole in the clubhouse?
You're going to tell me he's a bad influence in the clubhouse? He's not. Does he want to play every single day? Yes, that's probably why he was mad. Well, the thing got mishandled from the get-go. And I think if I'm Jimmy and I'm Grandy and we have an ex-teammate or a teammate that's not doing things like they should be doing, we pull him aside, all three of us, and we convince him to come into the things that we want to do together. This should have been in the hands of baseball people, not front office people, not leaking it to the media, not having a back and forth between the media and Alex and Sam Kennedy and Breslow.
See, my favorite thing that he said there, I don't know. It seems to me that Rafael Devers was not the greatest teammate. Otherwise, you think you would have heard more current, now former teammates coming out saying, like, this is terrible. I mean, I can't believe they did it. Then again, they also want to hold on to their jobs, or maybe they're just relieved that the drama is over and they can breathe again in the clubhouse.
Right.
I imagine Alex Cora feels the same way. But I do love when Pedro said, this should have been handled by baseball people.
Right.
Once you got the front office involved, once you got more executives involved, and then Devers, foolishly enough, grabbing the flash grenade and lobbing it towards ownership and management, saying, why don't you go do your job and go find a first baseman? I think you can say that one, you can say taking ground balls at third, you can say the meeting with John Henry. I don't know what the proverbial final straw was, Dan. I think it's when, and Cora even said with us last Wednesday on EEI Afternoons, he said, Tuesday. He said it this week with us, Tuesday. He said, you can't talk back at management. You can't disrespect management like that. So that tells me, like, when he told Breslow, go blank in your hat, pound sand and kick rocks without socks, I think that, like, okay, fine. That's fine. You know, do as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, as you can until we find you a new house.
That seemed to be the point where it shifted from, we're going to try to work this out. We're going to try to find a happy medium that works for all involved into, you're right, into, okay, the Devers camp might want this done. We are going to need to get this thing done. I also found it interesting that Cora said he's known for about a week that they were going to do this, which...
At least.
Which loosely ties in. I was trying to go back and find out, okay, so what happened a week ago?
So it was the Yankee Stadium incident?
I guess that, yeah, not running out the ground ball. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's the him taking ground balls at shortstop with Sam Kennedy in the Nesson booth, basically getting mocked by Devers on the field. All those happened within a couple days of each other that seemed to kind of lead to this whole thing boiling over. He brings up an interesting point about baseball people. So is that a way of loosely saying this should have been handled by Alex Cora and never got up to the front office?
I think that's his way of saying it should have been handled by the hitting coach,
right?
By Alex Cora, by teammate, whoever.
Nerds is basically what he's saying.
Yeah, no nerds. Fewer nerds, more baseball people. You know, David Ortiz did say that they should have left him at DH as well, but there was that point earlier in spring training when I think even we asked Alex if David Ortiz was going to step in or feel the need to be called upon and intercede, and he said no. And then I think it was 10 days to 2 weeks later, then David Ortiz says he's going to reach out to Rafi because that's when he was pitching the biggest of all the fits.
Right.
Speaking of which, I want to get to I was just going to take a couple of calls on David Ortiz, and they decided to part ways with us. Well, if you want to call back, 617-779-7937, that's your number. Ortiz did issue a statement, yes?
He did. So on Instagram Live, he said, and this is loosely translated, "You employees, go against the check signer. See if you're going to last 2 days. I did everything they told me to, and today I'm earning a lifetime salary from the Red Sox, and everyone there loves me."
Ooh!
A lifetime salary. Now, what I'm curious about
is he on Pro Sox retainer?
He certainly may be in like an ambassadorship type
ambassadorial cheerleader type of. I mean, he is literally larger than life. I mean, David Ortiz is as synonymous with the Boston Red Sox as any player of the last 50, 75 years.
So as you get Ortiz kind of differing from Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez, it calls the question, are Manny and are Pedro on a lifetime salary from the Red Sox? Is there a financial benefit for David Ortiz taking the side on this that he has versus where Pedro and Manny are being a bit more inflammatory in kind of stating their anti-Red Sox case about this? Either way, all four are from the Dominican Republic, and we heard this mentioned in the offseason when you were talking about moving players from positions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of respect and a lot of pride that comes with playing baseball and with those kind of decisions, and a lot of the conversation around moving him off of third base was related to his pride and how much he takes in playing
I'm
in the
a third
field.
Baseman.
Exactly. So I think that's a lot of what's going on, why you're seeing all three relate to Rafael Devers on such a level, but I wonder if there's a little financial kick into where David Ortiz
Poppy's
is coming
from. A mouthpiece for the organization.
Right. And,
yeah, I was gonna,
and
I was
compensated
just,
in order to be so.
Exactly.
Which is
does
fun,
that,
which,
does
hey,
that
it's
bother
fine.
You, just, though, because he loves the organization so much? He won three World Series with them?
Doesn't bother me in the least, but just take what he's saying with a grain of salt and understand the motivations and why people like Pedro and Manny may have different motivations.
Yeah, they're not currently on the payroll. Pedro hasn't pitched for the Red Sox in 20 years. Manny got traded away 17 years ago, whereas David Ortiz played less than a decade ago for the Red Sox and is ultimately synonymous with all things Red Sox. He has basically stuck around almost as like a de facto non-Wally mascot, cheerleader, PR guy, spokesfan, what have you. So that does that. See, that clouds the picture. That clouds our judgment on this right now.
I think it clears it a little bit for me.
It does.
I just think it makes it easier for me to understand where the different players in all of this are coming from. Okay, so David Ortiz is defending the organization. Perfect. Got it. Understand. Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez are giving the perspective that certain players in the Red Sox locker room probably have about the way that the organization treated Rafael Devers. And that's just kind of where both are coming from. So you just to understand the proper context, it at least makes me understand, because on surface level, why the hell would David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and Manny Ramirez be beefing with each other over something that has nothing to do with any of the three of them?
Considering how tight they were and
exactly.
probably still are at this point.
Right. But it adds just a bit more context. And by the way, that this extends to the Ortiz family, because Tiffany Ortiz put up a picture on her Instagram story of a golden lifetime pass to Fenway Park that she was given by the organization. So this is the Ortiz extended family mm-hmm. that is really in bed with the Red Sox organization.
603 texter, by the way, thank you guys for putting on your participants and jumping in the chat today. 603, sounds like Pedro is blaming Cora because Cora is the baseball guy who should have been handling it. Let's see, 978, no cause or Ortiz. Oh, geez, there's so many coming in right now. Oh, 978, if Rafi is a third baseman, then why didn't he ever get better? Okay, 617, John Henry saved David Ortiz's life. Ooh, that's right.
Right.
Following the infamous mistaken identity issue in the Dominican
yes.
about a half decade ago.
Important to note. All this is important to note, again, for the conversations that we then see in front of cameras.
And there you go, right there. 339, Red Sox players are not supporting Devers because it's a bunch of guys who need to keep their jobs. Let's not look too much further into this. Okay, maybe it's as simple as that. Or maybe it's more complicated. Will we ever know? I'm not sure, but we'll keep discussing it because that's what we do. 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. When we come back, our own Rob Bradford, who professes that baseball is not boring, and it certainly hasn't been around here the last couple of weeks, and is also someone who can probably relate to why I have a hat and sunglasses on in studio today, caught up with Craig Breslow on the West Coast about this whole AI kerfuffle. Let's see if we can actually get some baseball intelligence on why the Red Sox use AI. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.